news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Members on Iron Club Co. sends the first guard to Spawner. Try my new electro sun ray. Hold tight, Happy. I'm on my way.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Wake up, goddammit!
It is, we have returned on the air this early, early part of the day to bring you a special episode of What Are You Reading comic book show. And of course, why are we on early? Well, because, I like to spit in the face of authority and I don't conform, no, sorry. Due to circumstances beyond me and Jordan's control, we had to come on early today. I mean,
those circumstances being our football teams being in the conference championships,
right? And you know, there's a lot at stake here, bright lights. And rather be distracted and not give you a full, robust show, we just decided to come on early. I know. Always pulling the few hairs he has left on the top of his hair out because we didn't come on at our regularly scheduled time. But life goes on.
Yeah.
And he'll understand.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, I got me a hot cup of tea right now to keep me awake and alert.
So anyway, this is early for us. I'm tired, man. You just don't know. I don't get a lot of sleep anyway.
Have some tea. No. Have some tea.
That's part of my problem. I drink too much iced tea at night. And then...
Well, hot tea warms you up.
No, hot tea...
I'd imagine you'd want something in Philadelphia.
You know what hot tea makes me want?
What?
More iced tea.
Hot tea's good.
I sit there and think, man, this would be real refreshing if this was cold. I mean... If I had a choice, and look, black hot tea is fine. You know, I got loose teas.
Yeah.
I make hot tea from time to time with the loose tea. You know, forget that tea bag stuff. I'm not a tea.
Yeah.
I'm not a tea bagger. Okay.
No, you don't have Xbox Live, so.
But.
Yeah, I said it. Come at me, 14-year-olds who are still playing Halo Online.
There's nothing like a nice, cool, refreshing drink of some. Iced tea.
You know, you're not wrong. Maybe it's because I am from the South, but yeah, I love iced tea as well. But this ain't the season for iced tea. It's the season for hot tea.
If I want some hot, honestly, I'll go with some chocolate. You know, hot cocoa.
Cocoa?
Yeah.
I like cocoa. Haven't had cocoa in a while. I'd love me some cocoa.
I had some... You know, it's hard to get some real cocoa. I'm not talking about... Look, I mean, you know, you get the instant kind, you add a little hot water, but it's hard to get some real milk that's heated and add some real melted chocolate, stir it up, and you put that little whipped cream on the top.
I like to use honey and lemon for my tea.
Oh, man,
also,
we're not talking about tea, we're talking about...
Okay. Yeah, okay, fuck this. We're not talking about beverages anymore. Hello and welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show. Special early football edition because Surfer and Jordan are really big Packers and Patriots fans.
And one of our teams is going to be in a big game in a couple weeks. And one more.
Yeah, the Packers. They're going to do awesome. Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to run into a buzzsaw.
Screw Seattle. What do they got? Whatever.
We'll talk more football in the coming weeks when we do our...
We're going to be... By the way,
we do our Super Bowl pre and post show hosted by myself and William Morgan. Along with all the other fine shows we're going to do around here at Rant EM Radio. Got the Ranties coming up on May 30th. January 30th, sorry.
And, of course, we have our upcoming Royal Rumble contest next Sunday, where if you can... sorry, someone on my throat. Where if you're chosen, or if you're the lucky winner during a special two-hour pre-show of the Royal Rumble next Sunday...
Well, you don't win during the pre-show.
Yeah, during the pre-show.
No, you can't win during the pre-show.
Oh.
I mean, everybody would get assigned a number, okay?
Yeah.
During the pre-show, that enter, you know, you enter on the website. Then, of course, if that number
wins the Royal Rumble match,
then you win the prize, which will be announced at the post-show.
Yes, you'll get to host a roundtable special that'll be held during our biggest, busiest.
He said the whole day. You get to program the network.
Yes, during our biggest weekend ever. WrestleMania weekend.
Did he say WrestleMania weekend? I don't think that's WrestleMania weekend. I don't think he's giving up that control. Mm-mm.
What, doesn't the winner get the program a round table the night before WrestleMania 31?
No. They just get the program a day's worth of programming. I don't think it has anything to do with WrestleMania. You know, that's too important around here to have amateurs run the show.
Okay, so you're not going to be in charge of one of our busiest weekends of the year. Screw off.
Yeah, but
so let's get right to the show. But first, you can join us because we want to hear how you're doing this fine and very bright Sunday morning. Join us right now by calling the number 215-253-4516. Honestly, we'd prefer you call in this way, since we'd really like to hold on to that telephone number. It's kind of expensive to hold on to. The more you call, the more we get to hold on to it. You can come on to Skype. Just add a contact, SilverSurfer_forever. All that's lowercase. Gonna help you out that there. And, of course, you could come on and type away with Tank and AA in the chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live.
And for those who didn't wake up with us, don't worry. This will replay at its regularly scheduled time of 5 p.m. today. So for those that didn't get the memo
and overslept,
you will be able to hear the show in its entirety at 5 p.m. Eastern Time here on Rant EM Radio.
Yes, and if you can't listen then, you can listen to us in numerous ways. Not just this, but also the Rant Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Call-In Show, Rex Plex, Rant and Wrestling, and Legs Entertainment Podcast. You can listen to us all on rotation at any time at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live or listen to us on Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, the almighty iTunes. Subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio on iTunes right now for all our shows. And while you're there, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. That's going to help us out a lot and get us more notice. Thank you.
And I don't know when it starts, but, you know, they usually have don't they have podcast awards, that you can nominate the show if you're out there. I mean,
nomination period's over. The awards are going to be held very soon.
We missed it again this year?
No, but nominations will be open in the fall, sometime around October. And we are going, and me and Surfer, we are going to put our names out there. We're going to put our names out there.
Nominate the network. This is a team effort, people.
But
it pains me to admit that this is a team effort.
We could nominate for best network and then put our show in some subcategories.
But anyway, that's
don't you want some glory for yourself every once in a while?
No, I just want fame and fortune. I don't need glory.
but glory goes well with fame and fortune. Okay, we're going to nominate Rant Entertainment Media Radio. I'm a selfish dick. My bad.
Yeah, so we're going to head to talk the comic books and stuff. And there's no box office this week to discuss.
Nope. Jack shit. So, although, yeah. Speaking of films, the 87th Annual Academy Award nominations came out. And, yeah, well, there are some nominations among the comic book films that have happened. Guardians of the Galaxy was nominated for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. And the rest of them were majorly Best Visual Effects. Where Captain America, The Winter Soldier is nominated, Guardians of the Galaxy, and X-Men Days of Future Past.
They all got nominated?
Yep, for visual effects.
Okay.
And along with...
Okay, so and the other what, two. What movies in that category that's not a comic book movie? Because you know they're going to...
Yeah, because there are two other nominees. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Interstellar.
That's a comic book movie. They're going to cop out and give it to Interstellar.
What?
Yeah, they are. They are. Watch.
I'll say this. As long as Interstellar doesn't win any awards for sound, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, they'll cop out. Anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about box office.
There was none.
No, I mean the Academy.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. I was bringing up so we can get out of the way the comic book movies that were nominated for Academy Awards this year.
And Birdman is leading all...
Nine nominations. For Best Picture, Best Director, Alejandro González Iñárritu. Michael Keaton for Best Actor. Emma Stone for Best Supporting Actress.
The only guarantee is probably Michael Keaton for
Edward Best Norton actor. For Best Supporting Actor. Yeah, I would say that. Or maybe, although that Golden Globe win for Best Screenplay might give Birdman a slight edge right there.
Maybe, but yeah, it's not going to get Best Picture because it's even though it's not really a comic book movie. Still, it's not going to be looked at. In a way that the Academy, which is a bunch of old people out of touch, would.
Bunch of old white people.
And I didn't want to bring up the old part, but. No.
That's ageist, sir. I will have none of that.
No, but, see, people, when it's this early in the morning, I can't even keep a clear thought in my head. But, yeah, congrats to all the movies that did get nominated that are related to comic books.
Yep, we
support
you. Big
Hero 6, Best Animated.
Yep, Best Animated Feature.
Lego Movie, big snub. I know that upsets a lot of people. That
Selma, big snub.
Selma is not a comic book movie. It's in Best Movie. It's one of the
but it got snubbed elsewhere.
I know. Let's join you off track. Let's just stick to what we talk about here.
All right, okay. Star Wars number one. It was good comic.
Wait, we're not done. Okay, Jordan. Let's just... We'll get to it.
I'm just scrolling
with you, man. I know. Listen. How to Train Your Dragon also nominated. So, I don't have a problem with How to Train Your Dragon 2 or Big Hero 6. Okay? I don't know about these other movies. Book of Life was a good movie, but...
Oh, it was great.
I don't know if it should win. I don't know, but these other two movies, it's always one or two foreign films that's not nominated. And I don't know why The Wind Rises didn't get selected, unless that wasn't last year's film, which I believe it was. But like I said, out of touch people. Anyway, so y'all Star Wars all crazy up and everything got the issue number one. Okay.
Yes, Jim. I did.
All right. Tell us about Star Wars number one.
Star Wars number one takes place after the events of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
Okay, and what's the big deal about it?
Marvel's doing Star Wars comics again. That's kind of a big deal. But Han, Leia, Luke.
Give me some. You know, who's writing it? Who's drawing it?
All right, Jason Aaron is writing it. Okay. Jason Aaron, who is currently doing Thor and Sovereign Bastards over at Image. And the artist is John Cassaday.
Okay.
The story, again, Han, Luke, Leia, just wrecking shit up for the Empire. They're infiltrating one of their bases to screw things up. Free some people.
Now,
and all the while, unexpected visitor shows up.
Okay. Now, this is all supposed to be canon, folks. Now that Marvel and
Disney.
And Disney and Lucasfilms is all one umbrella. Now, everything that's written in the Marvel comics is canon, so... You know, if you don't like a story, that's too bad. That's the way it happened between one episode and another. All the Dark Horse stuff, unfortunately, is just fan fiction at this point. Good stuff, great stuff. All the original Marvel stuff didn't happen. But this is official canon, so. And they got a good writer in Jason Aaron.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know how long he's going to stay on the book.
They got a good artist with John Cassaday.
But how long they going to stay on this book, though?
That we don't know.
I can't see.
We don't know if it's really a monthly title. Well, or if it's like...
It's monthly.
Really?
It's you know, they're not gonna not make money off Star Wars. And, of course, there's a couple more Star Wars titles coming out. There's going to be a Leia book, Leia miniseries.
And a Darth Vader book.
Which is going to explore her coping with the fact that her planet got wiped out in Episode 4. Then, you know, we never got to see how she handled that situation, watching her entire family and world just get blinked out of existence. And, of course... who doesn't like the baddest mofo in the universe, Darth Vader? You know,
he can choke you without even touching you.
Yeah, he's definitely the baddest villain in movie history, without a doubt. Sorry, I think I missed a call.
Huh? A caller? Yes. This early?
Sorry, folks. I wasn't looking at the screen, so.
Damn it, Surfer.
Let's see if I can get him back.
Hello?
Hello?
Tony, did you call?
What's going on? Yeah, man. I was calling to show you guys some love this morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good afternoon. Morning. Fellas,
whatever time it is where you are,
yeah, it's good.
I'm in Eastern time. Yeah.
You're in what?
It's good after morning.
Good after morning. There you go.
Because it's not morning everywhere in the world and in the United States, but
it's night some places right now.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Geography. Anyway.
So how are you guys on this Championship Sunday?
Go Packers!
We're gonna get ready. You know, I gotta get me some tasty beverages, just to hunker down, some snacks.
Yep, I got pizza, I got beer, I got
you got all the party favorites.
I got comics I need to keep reading right now for the week.
This may be one of the last times you hear us on the air together.
Because look, we're not saying, look, if the Patriots and the Packers do end up making the Super Bowl, we're not saying we're going to hate each other. What I am saying is we're going to consistently just fuck each other's shit up.
What I'm saying is if the Patriots and the Packers make the Super Bowl and for some ungodly reason the Packers win, somebody's out of a job around here, okay? It's just that simple.
Why are you going to fire...
Surfer, you petty? You being petty right now?
You got it. When it comes to football, I'm the smallest, most pettiest person there is, okay?
Why would you fire William Morgan?
And then if one of our team makes it and the other doesn't, and that's not... And my team doesn't make it, you know, I'm burning this place down to the ground, okay? It's just that simple. But that's... We're getting off track now. Let's get back to comic books.
Do I stay at your place for a while?
We'll worry about we'll worry about the apocalypse another time.
I got a job. I can do that now.
We'll worry about the apocalypse another time. So Jordan got a lot of news he wants to get to.
Yeah, we got to start off with some big news. Damn it. Gotham's getting a season 2.
Yes, because people watch it. And I know one person on this network going to be watching it a lot.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, Surfer, you got to tell me how that is.
Yeah, you're going to be watching it.
I got a question about that show, though. Okay. Where do they go with it? Like, okay, is it going to be like Smallville, basically?
Well, that's part of the problem, okay?
Yeah.
If the show was about Bruce Wayne becoming Batman, that'd be fine. But one, he's too young to start with. Okay, you got to start with for like a 16, 17-year-old.
Yeah, a teenager.
Right. Okay. Now, the premise of following Gordon's rise through Gotham, it's fine. But that's what you're doing. Just stick to that. All this other side stuff, it's too many distracting things about this show.
It just doesn't work. I mean,
there's
honestly,
no direction. And Jordan complains that he thinks the show's bad. I don't think it's bad. I just think they need to tighten
it up. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, they need to tighten things up. Okay.
Well, see, that is why I think it's bad. It is all over the place. It's tonally inconsistent. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
And then stop trying to bring in Batman villains, like pre-Batman.
Yeah.
Too bad because they already announced Scarecrow's coming on to February.
Right,
2nd,
I know that. That's like.
But what is the point? Gordon can't do anything against these guys. That's what the purpose of Batman is. You know, I know you guys get it.
Yeah, like, right. I mean, if the police could handle it, then Batman would have never been necessary in the first place.
Never, exactly. He would never exist.
So, I mean, having somebody going around, you know, wearing a mask and scaring the hell out of people, Gordon's not going to arrest him. He's not going to get caught. It's like, okay, I get the Penguin, right? You know, he's rising up through the ranks.
And he's one of the best things about the show.
He's rising up through the ranks as a villain, you know. And, you know, one day he'll be a crime boss.
Whoa, Tony, what the hell is that?
And
that was somebody beeping.
You know, and then he'll...
That's cool.
He'll get beat down by Batman just like everybody else. We don't need to see early versions of the Joker. Catwoman flirting around with a kid Bruce Wayne. It's unnecessary. I'd rather if they're gonna have her on the show, I'd rather she's out there like stealing, going through a hard life, maybe doing tricks that a child shouldn't have to do. But instead, it's like she's out there having fun on the streets, it seems like. Like, they're not really going in deep on what kind of life she's living out in the street as a street child. And she's just running to the mansion whenever she feels like it to play around with Bruce Wayne. I mean, that's just... What about this character is going to grow up to be a cat burglar.
A cat burglar.
I don't see anything that resembles Selena Kyle other than, oh, she's got a little cat motif and she steals. Because this Selena Kyle is precociously annoying.
And then there's nothing... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
She's precociously annoying. She's just like, I'm Selena. I'm like, haha, no, you're not. Shut up.
There's nothing about Bruce Wayne that tells me he's going to grow up to be this dark avenging figure.
I get nothing. Okay, again, you mentioned Penguin. Now, look, I do think the show is pretty bad, but Penguin is one of the best things about it. Robin Lord Taylor is perfect casting as Oswald Cobblepot. I think he is doing an exceptional job. But again, my thing with the show is that it's totally inconsistent. One minute it wants to do something like Nolan's darker, grittier realism style, and then yeah, it wants to do something outrageous and almost Schumacher like levels. And
Batman Forever.
Hey, okay, hold on. Okay, side note. I like Batman Forever. I said it. But
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
You're
right.
But
no, it wasn't that
Balloon bad. Man, oh my god, that was possibly the worst episode so far.
No, it wasn't. There was nothing wrong with the guy slapping balloons on the people. I mean, and then like the gray ghost showing up. That was kind of a nice nod.
Wait, where was the gray ghost?
You see, you
have not seen the gray ghost show up on Gotham.
Yes, you.
So
you
who
see?
Is this electric guy? Is this the
electrocutioner? Yes, he is a. Oh. He is an established character in DC Comics.
Sorry, they didn't call him the Grey Ghost, but he had the Grey Ghost outfit on, and he was going around. You know, it was the Grey Ghost.
No, Jordan, my bad. They have him in the video game.
Arkham Origins. But he also is a character in the DC universe. He is being adapted.
So my thing is, like you guys were saying, if you're going to make it Smallville, that's the best way to do a show like that.
I keep saying, just adapt Gotham Central.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if it has to do with Fox or it has to do with DC or what. I mean,
Or the showrunners, or Bruno Heller.
Do they not have the rights to Batman, sir?
Well, no, it's not that they don't have the rights. that Batman, they're going to protect that no matter what. And they don't want to do too much, especially when they're doing Batman movie. Like, that's why Batman never showed up on Smallville, because of the Nolan Batman movies.
Even though Smallville, aired, 4 years ahead of the Nolan movies.
Exactly.
No, when did Smallville go off the air?
2011 or so.
11, yeah.
Right.
Hold 11. On. Yeah, 2011. So, it was on 10 years.
And the first Nolan was in
2005.
Five, yeah.
Which, they could have had Bruce Wayne show up, which people was expecting and hoping for, and it never happened because of the whole Nolan. Anyway, that's
I'll say this. I might try to give Gotham Season 2 a chance. I might.
Ain't no mites.
I there is a mite.
I'm like Jordan. I may give it a watch, but from what I've watched, it's just... It's hard to stomach what they're trying to do.
Yeah, okay, but look, here's the thing. I'll say this for Gotham, then we'll move on to another subject. Another DC show that recently just came back. I see what Gotham's trying to go for. I feel like its heart is in the right place. It's just not sure what it really wants to do, in all honesty.
Exactly.
Which is why I think we should at least give it to next season to right its ship. I mean,
at least until next season.
Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has proved that they're much improved from last year. And that show seems to be getting better and better. And I'm thinking by the time the second half of the season starts, they're going to be rolling. We'll see.
Well, sure. We've talked about the DC show that's been given a second season. Let's talk about one that is still fighting for one.
Constantine.
Constantine did come back this week with its part two of the Saint of All Killers.
We need to check the ratings now to say on a new time, because
the
earlier
ratings went down.
It went down?
Uh-oh.
Yes, Constantine's been moved from 10 Eastern, 9 Central to 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And yeah, the notice, and people did seem to notice, because again, it didn't have that sweet, grim plea to help it. Its rating, by the way, the Saint of Last Resorts, a rating was about, it's not reporting that exactly. Point is, it's not quite good. And there's been word as to NBC's willingness to maybe give a second season to the show.
That'd be nice, because it's a good show.
It really is.
I mean, it's too bad it's not getting it's not, Grimm's not helping it, because man, Grimm was, that was some show Friday night.
For Grimm, got to keep in mind, you know, Surfer, that Grimm is, you know, established. They have an established following.
Grimm exists. That's all I can say.
No, Grimm is some good stuff, man.
I tried it. I couldn't get it done.
Because you ain't watching it properly.
Well, we've established I'm pretty much the worst, according to you.
Nothing happened to Monroe next week, okay? That's all I have to say. I gotta say, there was a holy shit moment the other day on Grimm. And I should have known that it wasn't real, but when they showed it, I was like, what the fuck?
You marked out.
And I was like, this can't be real. And sure enough, it wasn't. But man, had it been real, man, that would have been some messed up stuff they did. Anyway. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I would like a season 2 of Constantine. Given how I think the show's really improved a lot, like I think this recent episode was their best.
So what do you think the problem is? It's not.
John Constantine is constantly like one of the most well recognized comic book characters out there, believe it or not.
Yeah, but let me ask the question I want to ask. Do you think that the problem is that it's not bloody and scary enough for some people, or it's just people got other things to do in the world?
I'm not sure. I mean, now, I'm a fan of the Hellblazer books.
Okay.
I would prefer a much bloodier, more swear-heavy, and unfiltered show than we would get from something on...
You're never going to get that on network television.
NBC. No, I know that. I'm just saying I would like that. But what I'm seeing on NBC right now, I'm really liking it, and a huge part of that is the performance of Matt Ryan as John Constantine, who I think is a perfect fit, and his commitment to the show and the character is strong. Like, he's really putting a lot of love and effort into this, and that inspires me. But and NBC's given this show a lot of confidence when it first started. It's given it a chance. I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, we hear an echo.
Tony. Okay, echo's gone. And I think there's a lot more to explore. Like, even if it's only a 1-13 episode season, it's better than seeing it kind of lose itself down the line. But I would like to see more explored. Like, maybe some more Papa Midnight, see what all they could adapt from the comics. But hey, here's hoping.
Uh-oh. I'm getting a house call.
You handle that. We'll be here. We'll be waiting for you. Now that he's taking care of that.
Sorry, I thought that was turned off.
I wanted to ask you guys.
You can always ask a question.
Last night I was calling in the day, get you guys' opinion. I saw the Wedding Ringer last night. I don't know if Surf seen.
Yes, but
it was pretty. It was good.
That's not about this show. I can talk to you after the show about that.
I'll give my foot.
I just thought it was because of movies. So.
No. We're on DC property, so let's talk about a DC movie, which is Suicide Squad.
Yes, Suicide Squad. Tom Hardy's not doing it anymore.
Tom Hardy.
Yes, he was slated to play Rick Flag, one of the
founding members of Suicide Squad,
which he's like a government agent who's he's true to the cause, and he's the one that kind of makes these villains go out and risk their lives for Amanda Waller, and do these missions. But he's in a movie. He's doing a movie that's running long, so he can't start filming Suicide Squad. Which, yeah. I'm surprised they mentioned Suicide Squad at the Globes.
Yeah, it's scheduling conflict.
Prior commitment thing.
Yeah, scheduling commitment. And Suicide Squad is still scheduled to shoot in mid-April this year in Toronto, Canada, for a release date of August 5th, 2016. Right now, being approached as Rick Flag, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Maggie's. Isn't that Maggie's brother?
Yeah, well, Maggie. His sister's been in a comic book movie, so.
Yeah, Dark Knight.
Well, he's been in a video game movie, so.
Prince of Persia.
Persia.
You know, Prince of Persia, that is one of the funniest movies ever made.
How is that a funny movie?
Oh, okay, listen. I saw Prince of Persia, right? And I'm like, yeah, this is bad. But then I went and saw a second time at a different screening where the people in the audience found the humor in that movie, how ridiculous it is. And when you watch it in that sense, it is a funny movie. Like this is a scene where Ben Kingsley, right? He's going to the assassins, right? And it comes up on the screen, assassins, right? Because it's an H since the era. And the way he's walking through and he's dodging cobras and flames and stuff like that. It's just, it's comedy gold. It really is a ridiculous movie. So.
Oh my God. It's like,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I just know it's a bad movie, but
yeah, it is bad. But you got if you flip it and look at it on a ridiculous end, you can find some humor in that movie. I'm telling you.
Or just download a riff tracks commentary. That's what I would do. Riff tracks is awesome.
Jordan, we got any good Marvel news coming out this week?
Okay, speaking of Marvel. They're being vague as shit again. Because this Tuesday afternoon, Marvel has the announcement to end all announcements.
Yes.
This will be live on marvel.com/secretwars at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central. Yes, it's involving Secret Wars. This will all happen in New York City from Midtown Comics fans.
Marvel, I'm telling you now, y'all about to make me drop all my Avenger books. See, they think you slick, but they creep those Avengers books up to $4.95, and I'm not having it. Okay,
I'm not spending.
and not spending $5 a book. All right, I will finish out this Avengers run to the end of, to the beginning of Secret Wars, but after that, if they continue on with $5 a book, I'm done.
Yeah.
So you refuse to pay the $5?
So. Hell yeah, I'm not paying the $5.
Okay, look, it's kind of outrageous that. I like Batman. I could see with the high profile and such why it would be like $3.99. That's fine. $3.99, I'll go to. That's like the highest I'll go for a single issue. $3.50 too, because that's like a standard bit of a price at Image, and I do like Image. But $5 for a single issue, unless it's like a special issue where there's an extended page count and such. No, I mean.
And let me tell you, Tony C. Comic books, right? When they used to go up in price, they used to go up like a quarter, a nickel, you know, 50 cent maybe. And then Marvel hit $2.99 a book, okay? They didn't go to $3.25 or $3.50. They jumped straight from $2.99 a book to $3.99 a book. And now they're going to jump to $4.99 a book. And if you just keep buying it, they're just going to keep raising the price every few years at a dollar a clip. And it's unsustainable. It is very unsustainable.
So you're basically boycotting.
I'm not boycotting. I'm not going to buy anything that's going to cost me $5 an issue. I can't afford it.
Yeah, as much as I love Secret Avengers.
And the value's not there because, okay. Now, this is what they'll do. When they raise a book, right? They'll raise the page count, right? So you'll get a 32-page book. But eventually that'll drop down to 28 pages and then 26 pages. And then it'll be just a regular 22-page comic book that you're paying $5 for. And then they'll raise the price again.
So now you're not getting the bang for your buck.
No. Well, listen, I think $4 is a lot. If I didn't get a discount from my store, you know, I would be getting less books than I'm getting now. And the thing is, there's plenty of books out there I would buy, but I can't buy all these books at $5 a piece and then buy the other books too. It's just, you know, like I said, we're a few months away from the end of this Avengers run, because with Secret Wars everything's gonna reset and you're getting writers on new books and new lineups.
And Secret Wars is just having Battle World, so I hope, like, we already got speculation, this announcement, the end all announcements from fans, it's like, oh my god, you're gonna do a full reboot of every Marvel book. I kind of hope that's not what it is.
So you're not looking forward to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to what the announcement is, because I figure it might just be another thing about alternate worlds, since they are bringing up the Battle World, which is what all those damn teasers Marvel kept releasing day after day after day earlier in the year were. Late 2014. My bad. we'll learn first details, because at the event will be Marvel's editor-in-chief Axel Alonso and executive editor Tom Brevoort.
You want some Marvel news, Tony C? I got some bad Marvel news for you.
Uh-oh.
Again, this Tuesday, so...
Fox is not happy with Fantastic Four.
They shouldn't be. They should...
Why you say that?
They don't need. I mean, they're rebooting the thing.
Right, but okay. The deal is, they don't feel that the movie that's been made so far resembles Fantastic Four. They think it resembles more of a Chronicle 2.
Yeah, more people are saying it's Chronicle 2 than Fantastic Four.
Well, Matthew Vaughn seen the movie. He thinks it's fantastic.
But he's a producer on it.
And I think the movie may be good, and what it is. But the problem is, if you're going to label it Fantastic Four, and it's not Fantastic Four, then that's where you have a problem.
Yeah, that's been my problem ever with all the news that comes out. It just keeps not sounding like Fantastic Four to me. And people, you know, there's a senior executive at Fox that's calling this movie a mess, and there's been some major disquiet among behind the scenes. And by the way, Simon Kinberg has officially confirmed they're doing some reshoots soon down in Louisiana with sets being reconstructed. And you know what? We won't know exactly how bad this could be until soon enough, because the first trailer is officially attached to Kingsman: The Secret Service, which Fantastic Four producer Matthew Vaughn directed.
Well, they didn't show it.
So what happens if this movie flops? So
it's just a flop.
Fox gives up.
No, I don't think
the Marvel.
No.
Okay. That would be heaven.
Okay. I don't think... Okay. Fox can put out a pile of crap and label it Fantastic Four. They get to keep the rights. Okay? Now, I don't know if Marvel and Disney would try to go to court over trying to get the rights back, which wouldn't be worth it. But the thing is, Fox has done this before. Well, what's the hold? Who made that original Fantastic Four movie?
Which one? 94 or 2005? 94. Roger Corbin.
No, what?
Yeah.
What studio?
Oh, hold on, let me look that. Because I don't really.
See, there was a Fantastic Four movie made in 94, right? Uh-huh. And it was basically made so that studio could keep the rights to the Fantastic Four. Of course, it never got played in a movie theater, and it's a bad movie, and I've seen the movie.
How the hell have you seen that?
Because, you know, back in the day when people used to sell bootleg tapes, I got a copy. And,
New Horizons and Constantine film production.
But it wasn't, Fox, right?
No, it was not Fox.
Okay. So, putting out a movie will let them keep the rights to it, which they're trying to do. And Marvel has decided they're not supporting this. They're canceling the Fantastic Four as a book. You know.
So they're being petty.
Yeah, being petty.
And it doesn't help that Fox also has the X-Men, which Marvel would love to get back, but... You know, Fox is getting the X-Men right, so.
Oh yeah, they that's a cash cow.
I just got my fingers crossed that whatever comes out is worth watching. I mean, the best case scenario is it's a good movie, but it's not a Fantastic Four movie.
But see, I want a Fantastic Four movie.
Well, of course you do. Everybody do. People think that Marvel is doing something extraordinary when it comes to these movies. They're not.
They're just putting them in the right format.
Right, they're doing what's...
I agree, they're doing it in the right format. You know, Marvel Studios isn't perfect. They've had screw-ups.
Don't say that, Jordan. I really don't want anything to happen to you. You better take that back. He didn't mean that.
What's going to happen? Kevin Feige's going to come to my house?
Stan, he didn't mean that. Okay.
The mouse is going to get you, Jordan.
Bring it, Mickey. Bring it.
The views expressed by Jordan Cobb is not the views of this network or this show or any of this host other than Jordan Cobb. For more information, see Jordan Cobb. Get his ass.
I'll give you my address. Come on.
Hey, Eisner.
Thor, please forgive him for his transgressions.
Because he knows not what he's doing.
Yes.
Jesus hates me. Don't ask Jesus for me. He hates me.
But with Marvel... If they can get that X-Men, I know it's not probably never going to happen in our lifetime, because
I can. X-Men. It's not impossible. I mean, at some point, these movies will become a non-money maker, and which they won't just keep putting out movies just to put them out. And then, I mean, it may take a long time, but eventually these rights will revert back.
You think the X-Men franchise will eventually become a non-money maker? Really?
Listen. They really got lucky. Because X3, I don't think it's a terrible movie, but it's not a good movie.
You mean The Last Stand?
The Last Stand, yes. Okay. And that hurt First Class. The First Class is a great movie. All right. Now, it just so happens that Days of Future Past, well, that kind of benefited from coming out in the same year as Winter Soldier. So once people was hyped for Winter Soldier and then saw good images from Days of Future Past and know that particular storyline, it got them excited for it. And that turned out to be an excellent film too. So
they could
lay a big turd for Age of Apocalypse.
I don't think necessarily they can lay an egg for it, but it's pretty much where do you go after Apocalypse.
I think they
reach for him too soon.
Well, there are villains you can always bring up with Apocalypse. There's Mojo. There's Sinister.
Yeah.
There's a plethora of villains to
assist them. Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying to use as
bad guys.
But he's the main. You know, the main one, and they, you know, what, this will be the fifth X-Men movie? Age of Apocalypse, right?
It'd be the
four.
Six.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think X-Men's gonna be a moneymaker. It is.
That's what I think.
X-Men's too popular. Fantastic
you have
Four.
Too many, so many X-Men fans.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic Four needs an impact.
Yeah. You have loyal X-Men fans. I don't see too much.
I'm one. I love X-Men. You know, even loyal, with some of its more soap opera.
Yeah, but X-Men is not a guaranteed franchise. I mean, it can happen.
You don't think so?
It's not
the loyalty.
It's not Transformers. It's not a guaranteed franchise. Okay. It's not.
I don't know about that one, sir.
Put out a bad X-Men movie and that you will kill it. Okay, unlike Transformers, it don't matter how bad they are. People run out and see Transformers.
I think the same for X-Men.
No, I mean, because like I said, a lot of people didn't go see First Class.
Because that kind of divvied away from what they had already saw. I think they're loyal to that Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry, you know, that cast right there. I get what you're saying, though, but as long as they keep some of them in the loop.
Well,
and aren't they doing another Wolverine?
Yes.
See?
But Halle Berry and all of them, they're not coming back for the next X-Men movie. Because they're recasting younger people because this takes place in the past.
So they're not going to be in Age of Apocalypse.
No, and neither is Patrick Stewart or Ian McKellen.
Which I'm fine with. I'd love to see a little bit more exploration with some of the younger.
Let's get into some trailers. First off is the new trailer for Batman versus Robin.
Yeah, with the Court of Owls.
Yes.
Looks so good.
You know, one of the first storylines Scott Snyder did with the new 52 Batman
was
the Court of Owls, where there was a hidden organization in Gotham, a hidden you read it. You tell me, Jordan.
Yeah, the Court of Owls were a secret organization within Gotham City that were all about, well, order, protection, family. So, some evil shit.
Hey, so why do they have to label this Batman versus Robin? Why can't they stick to the Quarter Isle storyline? Or like, first of all, we know Batman and Robin ain't really gonna fight. I mean, they may clash a little bit, but that wasn't what the major story of Quarter Isle was about, was it?
Oh, and by the way, the Quarter Isle likes to keep order. You know, as I said, by just killing people. They have assassins.
But that wasn't what the storyline was about Batman and Robin having beef.
No, it's not about that. This is just an interesting little transplant into it. This is just adding on to it.
Okay, well, hopefully they'll deliver. I mean,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And this week they announced the voice cast. Jason O'Mara is once again playing. Voicing Batman. Stuart Allen will be. Now,
you said once again. So what other Batman did he do?
Justice League, War, Front of Atlantis, and Son of Batman.
Now people don't. Some people don't like his Batman.
Like his Batman.
They don't think he is. It has any.
Gravitas?
It's just dry.
I like it. I think he's doing a really good job with it.
Okay,
Stuart Allen will be Damian, Sean Mayer, Nightwing, and David McKellum as Alfred, with new people joining. Jeremy Sisto will be voicing Talon.
No Red Robin, right?
No Red Robin. Jeremy Sisto will be voicing the court's most unstoppable assassin, Talon. Gray Griffin.
Why won't Tim Drake get any love?
I don't know. He's the best Robin. I don't know. I want to list the voice cast real quick. Gray Griffin will be voicing a character named Samantha. Weird Al Yankovic will be playing the doll maker.
Okay, I'm out.
No, you're not. Get back here! Weird if I can't Al. Leave Gotham, you can't leave this.
First of all, he's retired, okay? He said he wasn't making music anymore.
Robin Akin Downs will be voicing the Grandmaster, and Peter Onotari will be voicing Draco. Kevin Conroy will be making a guest appearance in the movie as Thomas Wayne.
Okay, Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
You know the trailer everybody's been talking about.
Yeah, this double decker right here, it's very not. Oh, that's not the one you're talking about.
No, did we talk about it last week? I don't remember.
No, because it aired this Monday.
Right, the greatest movie of all time.
That hasn't even come out.
Drop this second teaser trailer for Avengers Age of Ultron.
How is this one going to be the greatest of all time?
Because it's the Avengers, damn it, and it's a sequel to the best movie of all time. So it has
the third one is going to be the best one.
Yeah, when that comes out, it'll be the best one.
So you're just going to keep labeling them?
You got it.
The best.
Okay, right now, this is going to be the greatest film in the history of cinema filmmaking, okay?
Until 2017?
Yes.
Okay, I got the thought process.
And man, watching Hawk out. Thinking about the Hawk as a character, just imagine if you was there when he went on rampage. I mean, a true rampage.
I shit myself.
Listen, like, okay, the Hawk is not a threat to the average person. Because even though he's the Hawk, Banner's still in there somewhere, so innocent people don't get hurt. But when he's the mindless Hawk, okay, that's when all bets are off, okay? That's when he has killed indiscriminately, right? And this happened to him a few times. But he just was this mindless beast and just didn't know what the hell he was doing other than destruction. And that's what led to him being shot off planet by the Illuminati. It was like he got blasted in the face with a gamma bomb, and he went mindless. And he killed like a dozen people in Vegas. And then when they finally stopped him, the Thing and the Human Torch, and who else stopped him? The Thing was saying to Reed Richards, like, yeah, you know, I was joking with him. Like, yeah, you know, next time we might have to just shoot you off planet. And that was just a one-off, joke.
Comment.
Yeah, but they took that shit seriously and got rid of his ass.
I'm excited for this one, so we can get to the third.
No, don't.
Just to see the lead.
Hey, whoa.
Don't rush it. You know,
Tony,
bask in it. You know.
Hey, man, I'm just voicing my opinion.
I know, but Tony, just calm down.
There are other movies coming out between.
Relax.
Between 2 and 3, okay? That you get to enjoy. You get to enjoy Ant-Man and Captain America: Civil War and Black Panther.
Oh my God, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, that's going to be interesting. We will be doing, me and Server will be doing spoiler reviews for that, of course.
So, yeah, folks, we're going to be doing a week worth of programming here of Rant EM Radio. I cleared it with AA. It's going to be Avengers Takeover. I'm going to be on the air for a whole week, nonstop, not leaving.
You're
going to
tell me about this.
Nothing but Avengers.
Avengers marathon, sir.
You got it. I'm just gonna be on the air from Sunday to Sunday. Avengers until the movie come out, okay? Not gonna eat.
Life is all this.
Not gonna sleep. Since we all Avengers, okay? We're gonna celebrate the greatest film of all time.
That's May, right?
Yeah, it's May.
May,
always first weekend in May. Okay. Day before Free Comic Book Day.
May I ask where I fit into this whole Avengers week?
I don't know.
I would like to be a part of it.
Surfer's going in business for itself that week, sounds like.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to go start my own podcast with Blackjack and Lunar Landing and hookers.
I'm just dreaming. You know Double A's not going to let me have a week.
In fact, forget the podcast, the Blackjack and the Lunar Landing.
You know, he did come on here last week and announced we are doing a Star Wars special.
Yep, that'll be fun.
That must have been some good stuff he was drinking last week. But hey, he said it, so it's in stone, okay?
Yep,
I'll definitely be there.
So, I'm going to debate you all why Mara Jade is possibly the best Star Wars character.
So it's been written, so it's been done.
There you go.
I will talk, yes, and you are all going to hear me. Speak the gospel of Mara Jade Skywalker.
So, anyway, I know we're getting off track. Getting back to the Avengers trailer, what got you excited about this new one?
More Ultron. That's...
Yeah.
That's honestly what it is, because, again, Ultron is a big fixture into the Marvel Universe. That's going to be very fascinating to see how he's pulled off, especially with someone like James Spader voicing him.
Well, you know... They're going to tie in the Blacklist to Avengers. Because, you know, since he's voicing Ultron, and when the Blacklist comes on in a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl, you know you're going to get all kinds of, hear James Spader in the Avengers, and see him on the Blacklist every Thursday on NBC.
Well, you'd be stupid not to do that.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, I wanted to ask you guys, because you're the aficionados on this network, what movie trailers do you think we'll see?
I think we're going to, we already know Jurassic World's official. I think we're going to get, but there hasn't been really any other announcement about movie trailers at the Super Bowl, because here's what I think. We're going to get another look at Ant-Man. We're going to get Avengers.
We would think they would have the Fantastic Four ready for the Super Bowl, but no.
No.
What about Fast 7?
Yes.
Totally that.
I don't know. Maybe
Jupiter
maybe,
Ascending.
Maybe they'll slide in a Star Wars.
No, wait. Yeah, maybe. I think Jupiter Ascending. Maybe some. SpongeBob.
Listen.
Chappie.
The Super Bowl commercials aren't the big thing they used to be. Because they're on the internet before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is
all.
True.
Well, not all of them.
Yeah, only the financial commercials and Dorito commercials you don't see ahead of time. Most of the commercials you get to see ahead of time. There's nothing they debut during the Super Bowl. So it's not the same. I mean, they have whole websites dedicated to the Super Bowl commercials now. You don't even have to watch the Super Bowl. You can just go online and watch them later.
I will say, I'm going to make a couple other predictions as to what will show up. Minions and Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's in that Terminator?
Arnold.
Is it a whole new cast? Or?
Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Clarke, Emilia Clarke, Matt Smith, Jai friggin' Courtney, J.K. Simmons, Courtney B. Vance, and Michael Gladys. Boeing Hun Lee and a whole bunch of other people.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I get where you're coming from, so if it's not like a big reveal time anymore.
No.
It's kind of losing
its luster. It ain't huge anymore.
And that's the sad part, because it still costs millions of dollars to run a commercial to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean,
what's a big time?
It ain't cheap. That's like the most you spend on commercials during the Super Bowl, I believe.
Yeah. About $2-3 million tops.
For a 30 second spot?
30 seconds to a minute.
Starts off at about a mil.
We need to wrap this up soon.
Here we go, Packers. Here we go.
All right, fellas. I enjoyed you guys having me.
I didn't say
on.
We was done. I just said we need to wrap it up soon. Just
I know.
Dad told me, say, watch it, listen.
I know I got some cooking to do right now for myself, so.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man.
And Surfer, you can't accuse me of not calling in, because I do support you and Jordan, because we're the odd couple sometimes, I will support you, my friend. Jordan, yeah. Always a pleasure.
You too.
Keep Surfer in line. You know, he has a tendency to get out there sometimes, so don't be afraid to rein him in.
Yeah, you got
tripping now. George, you guys, and I'll listen to you guys finish up the show.
Okie doke.
All right.
All right, fellas.
Thank you.
Later, man.
Now, let's talk of some Flash. you know, there's been a lot of speculations about Reverse Flash and who he is and what's he up to. And one of the speculations going around is there's more than one Reverse Flash.
But at a recent panel at the Winter Television Critics Association gathering press tour, Tom Cavanaugh confirmed he is definitely the man in the yellow suit.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's trying to figure out how to, you know, add up 2 to 2 to make it
someone
22.
Else. So people, sometimes the most simplest explanation is the right answer. Occam's Razor, as it's called. But, yes. But there's even more. Showrunner and executive producer Andrew Kreisberg has said Rick Cosnett very amazingly plays Eddie Dawn, and his name is not an accident. That is going to pay off big time in the back half of the year.
Yeah, you know, he'll turn.
And
evil.
Yes, and he went on to explain, Eddie has a strong connection to the Reverse Flash. I don't want to spoil anything, but you start to get the gist of it pretty early on. In episode 15, you get a pretty big clue. And speaking of episode 15, there's a pretty big thing coming on to the Flash. Time travel!
Yeah, Flash has been known to travel through time with the cosmic treadmill. And they already hinted about time travel, because if you watch that first episode when his mother is killed, you know that whoever's in that room didn't come from the present. They had to travel through time.
Exactly.
I think what happens is that Flash will chase Reverse Flash through time to try to stop him from doing the things that he's done, like kill his mother and threaten Iris's father and all kinds of stuff.
Well, Kreisberg's even said about the episode, there's an unexpected accidental time travel coming up, and it is played for both hilarity and darkness. It happens in an episode we're really excited about, the first Weather Wizard episode with Liam McIntyre.
So, we can Flash and Arrow's returning on TV this week.
Yep, and very welcome returns.
We got second episode, Agent Carter, which was good, nice.
Very good. I liked it better than the premiere.
The action wasn't there, but you know, you got to learn about characters. You got to learn more about Peggy and.
You got character work.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Musketeers came on back on yesterday. I was wondering what they were going to do as far as Peter Capaldi as Cardinal Ristler. Of course, he left to do Doctor Who, so who are they going to replace him with? Well, the story is the Cardinal died.
Okay.
First thing came out of their mouth is, oh, the Cardinal died all of a sudden.
Oh, he's dead.
So, who's now the bad guy on the show? If you've read The Musketeers, you've seen the movies, Cardinal's always had a right-hand man. Is it Rochewood? Is his name?
I forget.
Well, that's who they brought in to take the Cardinal's place as the bad guy that's hidden in plain sight. And, you know, even with the Cardinal's death, he still messed with the Musketeers. And of course, I know you don't watch Musketeers, so you can't handle the truth.
I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Okay. Okay. Any excuse if it's something you like, you watch.
You're not gonna do this shit on me. No, stop it.
Ah, Jordan, you got other things to worry about, like your team losing tonight.
No, that's you. That's your problem when the Patriots lose.
You know, it would be. If you know. Not saying I'm trying to put the blame on your team, right? But if it is Seattle versus New England, right?
Yeah.
How ironic that you have a coach who destroyed New England up against a coach who rebuilt New England.
Because Pete Carroll once coached New England.
Yes, it was terrible under him. Which is surprises me that he was able to win a Super Bowl, because he was a terrible pro coach at one time, but I guess he righted the ship. So, but anyway, enough about football. We'll be back in a couple weeks for our Super Bowl show. Walking Dead spinoff going to be a completely different show from what you get in The Walking Dead, which is what they wanted to do all along with The Walking Dead, but kind of didn't want to do because, you know, people want to see what they've read. But with a spinoff show, they get to do completely new and different stories than what they don't have to follow no script.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Robert Kirkman said, I will say this is going to be a show about family, but it's going to be a show about a different type of family that we haven't explored in The Walking Dead thus far. So what we're trying to do with The Walking Dead spinoff is keep the story as familiar as possible for people that love The Walking Dead. So you'll get the kind of things that you expect from a Walking Dead story. But at the same time, We'll want to tell these stories in a completely different way, but with completely different people in a completely different setting. That's going to make for a fundamentally different show. I think the look and feel of the Walking Dead spinoff is going to be startling different.
Did they put a date on The Walking Dead yet?
No, there is no date so far.
We did get a date for Daredevil.
Yeah, we discussed that last week.
We're going to discuss it again this week.
Okay, April 10th.
They showed the trailer during Agent Carter. The little Daredevil symbol.
Yeah, teaser trailer.
Yeah. From what I've seen, the show looks good, but I really want to see a real trailer, not just the clips I haven't saw at Comic-Con. It's going to be some gritty stuff. The fighting is going to be brutal. This ain't going to be choreographed fighting. This is going to be some bare knuckle stuff going on in this Daredevil show. From at least from the clips they showed us at Comic-Con. So, anything else we need to get on? We need to talk about?
I think we've got all we need to.
Okay. So, folks, again, join us here for all the fine shows here at the RantEMRadio.com. Make sure you vote for the first annual Ranty Awards, which will be broadcast live January 30th here on RantEM Radio. The winners will be announced. Also, enter the Royal Rumble contest for your chance to win for next week's Royal Rumble, which will start at 6 p.m., a two-hour pre-show, and a post-show following the event. This year will be 40 people in the Royal Rumble, taking place here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'll be home. I won't be there, so I can't bring you a live report. But, hey, I got to do what I got to do, and I got to be on the air. So join us every week for all the fine programming here on Rant EM Radio, starting with Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for The Rant with Double A and Tony C. Every Wednesday, Turnbuckle Throwback with Phil and Dave at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Thursdays, Rex Plex every week at 7 p.m. with Rex Watson, followed by Rant and Wrestling, 9 p.m. Let's Podcast, new episode usually on Fridays. Every Saturday night at 11 p.m., Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. And we'll be here next week, maybe for the last time, for the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m., just before the Royal Rumble pre-show. Yes, we will be here on time. But following that, we will not be on the air because we will be giving you pre and post Super Bowl coverage. Me and William Morgan are going to go over all the Super Bowl. And if I'm right, and I'm always right, it'll just be a coronation of the greatest quarterback in the history of pro football.
Golden Surfer is like half right.
Tom Brady. It's his time. He needs to take his place in the pantheon of great quarterbacks. And if you don't, then I'm never coming on the air again. I can't do it.
Well, then I will kindly take over the show.
No, the show is just done.
It's canceled. No.
It's canceled.
No.
I'm a sore loser.
No. Well, we already know that.
Why, Jordan?
We already know how petty you are.
I'm not petty, except for when it comes to my football team. Look at Tom Brady. He's on there now. He's a leader of men. He dates supermodels. He dates movie stars.
You'd wish he'd date you.
No.
Yes, you do.
He can throw the ball to me. That's about it. Oh, anyway, people, like I said, this show will repeat at 5 p.m. So, should have been here live, but still love
you
anyway.
That's your problem.
So, without further ado, say goodbye to the people, Jordan.
Goodbye, everybody. Go Packers.
We appreciate your support. Thanks for listening. As always, peace out.